working on a new food series right now to complement the Lunchables. It's called Dinnerables. And Breakfastables. So, oh, you hear that right there? That's the sound of everybody going, oh, I wish I thought of that. Y'all didn't. Y'all didn't. My point is, you had to have the kids send them to school with a real lunch, or send them to school with a box inside a bag. They're like, what do you got in that bag? A box. What's in the box? Just some ingredients so I can kind of make some stuff. You know, I got some crackers here, and I got some turkey here, some cheese. I guess that's cheese, I don't know. My mom wanted me to just have some crappy hors d'oeuvres for lunch. Then Lunchables tried to spice up, like, oh, we got mini pizzas. You want some uncooked cold pizza? We were like, what? Yes. Yes, I do. And then you open it up, and you're like, no, this ain't it. That's not marinara sauce. That, I can't melt the cheese. I don't have access to a microwave because I'm an elementary school student.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
It is the Migs Cast. My name's Steve Migs. Top Shelf is not with us. We put a restraining order on him.
Uh-oh.
He got a little too weird.
Drama!
This week. That's right. That's why we weren't here yesterday. Things got weird. And we told Toppy to beat it. Kick rocks. But we do have the mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Hello.
And everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
Yep.
Now, originally, I didn't really have a theme, but all of a sudden, Stressed Out kind of became the theme over the last couple of days, and I'll get into it in a little bit. The music was more of the theme. Both of these songs are off of the new record by 21 Pilots. The album is called Blurry Face, and it is a phenomenal record. I know I've geeked out about this band for a little bit, and it's a band that some people will like. Luckily, Toppy's not here because I know he'll hate it. And some people will absolutely love it, like myself. So I figured Jam of the Week is my favorite song off of this record. It's called Fairly Local. It's the Migs Cast with 21 Pilots.
Say I'm emotional. What I wanna save, I'll kill. Is that who I truly am? I truly don't have a chance. Tomorrow I'll keep a beat and repeat yesterday's dance. Yo, this song will never be on the radio. Even if I click with a pick and the people with a vote, it's a few the proud and the emotional. Yo, you bulletproof and black like a funeral. The wonder riders is burning, but we're so cold. It's a few the proud and the emotional.
This is a definite headphone album. Big sounds, crazy beats. I love it. Dirty sounding.
I'm not evil to the core. What I shouldn't do, I will fight. I know I'm emotional. What I wanna save, I will try.
Kind of reminds me of like Linkin Park.
Yeah, like an indie rock version.
Yeah, totally.
This band is so weird because it's like you got like this hip hop stuff going on.
Yeah.
There are some songs that are just straight up, they should be like headlining a rave. Like there's some serious EDM stuff going on with their music. Some of their songs, it's just him and a ukulele. Actually, a lot of their
songs.
That's
kind of cool.
He uses a ukulele in a lot of songs. It's pretty amazing. This album is so eclectic. It reminds me, not in their sound, but just in their diversity of like a Faith No More, in that they don't fall in line with what their sound should be. You know what I mean? Like they have a couple popular songs that sound a certain way, and they're not like, well, we should just keep writing songs like that. They keep challenging themselves and putting out really unique, weird sounds. And I can't rave enough about this album. I think it's one of the best albums of the year, if you ask me. And you haven't, but I'm telling you, it's one of the best albums of the year.
So what's the name of the album?
Blurry Face.
Blurry
Rev,
Face.
Rev, what do you think about it?
I like it. It's a bit different, which is always fun.
You know what's crazy, though? They are... Because I just went to their end session. They did
a
secret... The setup was awesome on this. The end gave away passes for fans of this band to go to the station and watch a live Skype session with the band.
All right.
So... in order to want to win that, you have to be a diehard fan. Why else would you brave Seattle traffic on a Friday afternoon to watch Gregor interview a band via Skype? Right?
Yeah.
Everybody shows up, mostly teenage girls. I ain't going to lie. This band's very popular with the young ladies.
Teen girls and Steve Miggs.
The guys are cute then?
Super attractive young men. So all of a sudden, the Skype falls apart. The session falls apart. And Gregor's like, oh boy, we need to bring out one of our new engineers, our intern engineer. The drummer of 21 Pilots walks out from the curtain. These kids had no idea that they were even in town.
Because
they're not touring right now. They're going to come back to Seattle in October at the Paramount.
Wow.
So he comes out. Girls are crying. Oh my gosh, Josh. Josh is the engineer.
It's the new Michael Jackson.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. So everyone's losing their mind. He's like, I can't figure it out. You know what? Tyler's on the other end in the other room. Let's just bring him out too. Tyler, the singer, comes out with his ukulele and then performs three songs in front of the diehard of diehard.
That is so cool.
Coolest radio promotion I've ever been a part
of. That's amazing. Yeah. That would be like the equivalent of me going to the theater to see the Korn concert.
Right.
And then Korn stepping out behind and just starting to jam out.
Exactly.
That is cool.
Dude, even if you're not a fan of the band, to witness that was pretty impressive because you could just see the emotion that these the fans of 21 Pilots, they really like. He writes some emo type songs. Like he's even in that song, he talks about how emotional he is, and so they're emotional too because these lyrics connect to them. So now they're like no further than you and I or Nick and I, and the drummer is sitting in the crowd next to these girls that are crying. One girl's like, I could just die right now. I mean, I could just die right now. And I'm like, I'm geeking out about it because I'm a fan of the band as it is.
But you're also kind of geeking out being able to see these people like lose their absolute minds.
To me, that was the best part. And I mentioned on the Megacast, and I gave props to Manly, who it was his idea. He's a DJ, one of the guys at 107.7 The End. And one of the most brilliant radio ideas I've ever heard of.
That's a great idea.
If not the most brilliant, because you weeded out all the people that are marginal fans, don't even know them.
Who just want to win a prize and go hang out. Yeah.
Right. No, you got true 21 Pilot fans. What are they called? The Skeleton Click is the name of their crew.
Okay.
So you got the Skeleton Click at the End Studios, and I got to meet the band. I was very starstruck, which is silly, because... You know,
like they're a super popular band. Like
somebody said, they're the biggest band that nobody's ever heard of because their album Blurry Face debuted at number one on the Billboard sales charts.
Holy cow!
Right,
I was not expecting that.
Nor was I. So I get to meet these guys, and I'm like, kind of like a little starstruck because I'm a fan. I mean, to me, they're up there as one of my favorite bands right now. I mean, they are like top five in my world right now, and their album I'm obsessing over. So I'm like, man, keep it together, Steve. You're 40 years old.
They're 25?
They're like 25, yeah. So then I told him, I'm like, hey, man, I don't work at the End. I work down the hall at the rock station that plays like, you know, Metallica, AC/DC, the harder rock stuff. And, you know, but I've been banging the drum of your music for a couple of years now. Yeah. And they were so genuinely taken back by that. Like, it was kind of cool that they weren't like, oh, whatever, you don't play our music, so don't waste my time. They were like,
right.
They're like, no way. Really? Like, you, old man? I'm like, yeah.
That's the cool part, man. It's bridging ages at that point. Because, you get the teeny boppers or whatever, but if you can resonate with somebody who's a little bit older, a little bit more mature tastes, that really speaks a lot for, like, if somebody came up to me and said something like that, they're older and they were into, like, whatever I was doing, that'd be cool.
You'd be pretty pumped.
Yeah, really stoked about that.
Yeah, so it was a cool moment. It was cool to meet those guys. I was riding high for the rest of the weekend because of that. It felt good, you know, and they were super nice, which always makes it awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and how awesome are they and the record label? They're not even touring, and they I don't know where they're from, but I'm
Columbus, Ohio, I believe.
Yeah, that's not very close.
Right. They don't sound like a band that's, I'm not, no knock to Ohio.
Well, Ohio
but when
sucks.
I first heard this
Black Keys are from there.
I'll knock them.
But when I first heard that band, I could see like a Black Keys because it's like more like just a gritty bluesy rock band.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing the music scene of Ohio.
No, that's these like guys an sound industrial like town, like city.
These guys sound like they're from like Europe.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I just assumed that they were like a British group when I first was introduced to their music.
I was thinking Australian or something like that.
Yeah, just somewhere not from America. Right. And it's just two of them. It's just the drummer and the singer.
Wow, really?
But I guess between the two of them, they create all these sounds. And live, it's just the two of them. Like I even mentioned them. Like, yeah, I was at the show at the Neptune. It was awesome. They were pumped to hear that I was there for that. But they've made it so that even though they're using a lot of that's why I compared them to EDM, electronic dance music, is that they have a lot of already pre-recorded things, but live, it still feels like you're at a live concert. They do a great job of engaging with the crowd. It's one of the better live shows I've been to as well. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
So I threw out there that I was feeling a little stressed these last few days. There's a couple of things that have been stressing me out, you guys. One's stupid. One's my dog Lulu all of a sudden has decided that she does not know how to walk on hardwood floors.
Oh.
And half of our bottom floor is hardwood floor.
Did you just recently clip her nails or something?
No. I think she recently slipped.
Panic.
And now is terrified. In order to go to the bathroom, though, you have to walk on these hardwood floors. In order to eat, you have to walk on the hardwood floor where your dog bowl is.
So you got
to
put her in a bag and carry her everywhere across the hardwood floors?
Dude.
Drag her or something?
I have to pick her up now.
Yeah.
And I'm getting
pissed.
Oh,
you're in enabling it now.
No, I got to now figure out. I've been reading up on like using treats to be able to recondition her to be, because apparently like once they get it in their head, they're just dogs.
Yeah.
Like our final step from the upstairs to the downstairs, she can't go down that final step because it lands on hardwood floors. It's so infuriating, dude. It's like
I'm laughing at like the trauma that your dog is dealing with because it seems so silly, but it's a real thing for this itty bitty dog.
Yeah, I'm starting to try to be more understanding. But last night we want to go to bed. She's camped out on the island that is the carpet around the dining room table. It's like as if
it's like lava,
dude.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
Yeah,
like when you're a kid.
Yes, it's like we left her on an ocean and she doesn't know how to swim, and she's just standing there and she's terrified. And I'm like, come on, Lulu, let's go. Like yesterday, you had no problem doing this.
It's a brand new day.
Now I'm upstairs and I'm like, well, we're both upstairs. It's going to force her. No, she's crying. She's barking. I'm like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Oh, all day yesterday, this was an issue, though.
Oh, poor
all
thing.
Oh, poor me. I agree, man. Thank you. I mean, it is tough. So today is going to be part of operation.
Retraining.
She's 4 years old. All of a sudden, I don't know how to, like, no different than when she decided that she doesn't know how to jump onto the couch.
Well, yeah, because you were there to pick her up.
I know. We're enablers.
Yeah, this is Princess Puppy getting what she wants,
right.
And now she's going to cry until she's getting her way.
But it's like, at what point do you break your own threshold? Like, I mean,
at
some point, after an hour of her whimpering on the bottom step, I have to get up and get her.
Yeah, it's like the parents leaving the baby crying in the crib.
Right.
For a couple of hours.
You'd think they'd
eventually
shut up.
Eventually it'll fall asleep.
No, nope.
No, not with her, man. She's stubborn. I give her credit, man. She's got a will.
That's funny.
She has a way. So that was like, it's a minor stress out, but it has been stressing me out a little bit.
Yeah.
The big stress out was yesterday. I went, this is the reason why we're doing the MIGS cast on a Wednesday as opposed to a Tuesday, is I had to go for my yearly physical.
And this was the big one.
The big 4-0. Right. So.
Ding.
So,
did I say two? Better make it three.
Right. Thanks. Exactly. So here I am
is
now.
Is it dilated?
Dude, yesterday before I left work, I was like, wow, I'm pitting out. Like, I smelled my, and I never, like.
Did you forget deodorant?
No, I put deodorant
on.
My shirt, like, was smelled like I've been working out.
Panic.
The stress that was not even, I didn't even really fully realize it as the day was going on, but it was there because I'm like, man, shirt's a little damp and I got a little bit of a funk going.
Well, yeah, because you're going in there to get some stuff checked out to see if you're going to get cut open, right? Is that what this was? The cyst thing?
I know they didn't think that was about that. I did talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't think that was going to be.
Oh, okay.
The boys weren't going to be touched other than for the cough thing.
Oh, okay. So just
yesterday was the day where I bring up the subject of should I do this to the doctor. But on top of that, I also did full physical. I did all my blood work. I still always get nervous about the blood work. I don't know. It's just I'm forever going to be. I mean, especially the older you get, you never know.
I'm that way, too. Every time I got to go to the hospital or the doctor, I'm just always fearing the worst case scenario.
Right. Because you don't want to go into it thinking everything's great. And then they're like, well,
here's a long list of everything that's wrong. You have
diabetes and cancer.
And high blood pressure.
Right. And bladder problems.
Yeah,
you got weird moles growing everywhere.
Everything about you is wrong. So also on Monday night, you know, I took care of business number two and took a shower. I know it sounds weird, but
I thought you were talking about another business.
Took a shower, made sure I was fully clean because I'm like, all right, straight from work, I'm going there. And I don't want to embarrass myself when she does the test that, you know, it's Chocolate City.
Oh. You're like a female prepping for something else.
Sure. It's like when you have a maid come to your house, you still kind of clean up the house a little bit.
I hope so.
Wow. Right.
This is a little different.
It's a lot different. Good God.
9:30, nerves are fully kicked in and my stomach is in knots. I'm like, I gotta release the troops. You know what I mean? I gotta drop the kids off at the pool. Yeah. They're not gonna stay at home. They need to go.
Yeah, clear out that system.
Yeah, I mean it's summertime. They need to enjoy the water.
You don't want to be prairie dogging,
right?
Especially if they're gonna be. I mean, seriously, she's gonna come back with chocolate sundae on her fingers. That's gonna be horrifying for both of you.
Rev, you're 100% right. I was very afraid of that. Like all of a sudden, I've been holding it. That's a legitimate fear, man.
Like,
I don't know what I've never experienced a. So I don't know if maybe that would be like. Almost like pulling the trigger, you know what I mean? Like,
It's like with the ketchup bottle, man. You put you stick the knife in the ketchup bottle to get the extra ketchup
popping
out of
the
there.
Cork out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a normal practitioner of those things.
I'm never
going to
look at a butter knife and a bottle of ketchup the same.
No,
I did that last week at a restaurant.
Bottle, please.
Yeah, right.
I don't want this. Ma'am, do you have a squeeze bottle back there? Can I get that one? I can't. Or just ranch. Just give me ranch.
Please.
Please just a little ranch.
But, dude, you're right. Like, that was exactly what was going on. Because, I mean, and I sure as hell I'm not Googling that because I don't know what information is going to pop up.
Save search on for that or else you're just going to get a lot of X-vids. Right.
And images off. So I get there and I'm like, I think I did a good enough job, but let me make sure. So I go to the bathroom because you got to give a urine sample.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, well, go do the urine sample. By the time you're done, doctor will be rating. The nurse will be willing to do all your vitals and all that crap.
I get a hobo bath in?
Pretty much. So I get in there. I do my urine thing. And then I'm like, well, they give you those handy wipes to clean your dong.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
it's
time to clean up everything else, too.
Yeah, just to check and make sure everything's okay.
So now I'm like,
no streaks.
Let's just say I used a couple of them just to be sure.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. I would have, too.
And it's taken a little bit of time, but I wanted to make sure I'm like, spotless.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Migs, are you okay in there?
I open up the door after I'm all done, and the lady's waiting for me, and she looks kind of annoyed. She's like, what the hell are you doing in there, man?
I'm taking care of you. Don't worry.
I'm doing what's in the best interest of your place.
Yeah.
So the nurse takes me to the height and all the weight and all that, everything else, puts me in the doctor thing. Then I do the eye test. Learned rather quickly that my right eye seems to be a little more blurry than the other one. Like, I couldn't read that last line, and I usually can. So now I'm like, great, I'm going to have to get glasses.
Sweet, hipster glasses on Steve.
That was the first thing I thought about. I'm like, glasses on a bald guy that has no facial hair? I feel like that will help, like, add a little bit of an extra dimension to me. I'm all right with it.
Get yourself a big old beard, man.
There you go. Just be that guy.
Yeah.
Turn into Hair Club Part 2.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Little Hair Club.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, they didn't say anything was wrong. They just, the next line, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor comes in, does all the blood work stuff. Everything looks good, which was nice to hear. So then she's like, okay, well, now we're going to do
looks
the regular.
Nice, Steve. You look great.
This is the first time I'm meeting the doctor.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I had a.
My bad.
I had a doctor at one point. And I had her all sized up, finger size.
That's right.
Then she quit.
Those
a few
look
months
nice,
ago.
Not big knuckles or anything.
Right. So now I'm nervous. I'm like, I have no idea if I'm getting a man or a woman. Like, this is like
and
Russian
you
roulette.
You get more comfortable with the woman, right?
Much rather a woman.
You get like a 60-year-old man with rheumatoid arthritis, so he's got knuckles that are just gigantic. He's just like, don't worry about this. They'll just plug up as you're going.
I got a guy who's like, 60. He's a doctor. He was once a gold gloves champ, so his fists are just huge.
Just gigantic.
He's got giant brats for fingers. Yeah. I'm like, so in walks a female doctor. I'm like, score.
Sweet.
Super petite, too.
Okay.
I'm like, score.
Kind of hot?
Yes, yeah. Like looks kind of like Rebecca Gayhart.
Oh, nice.
Back in her curly hair days,
with the super curly hair,
the Noxy pad days.
Yes. And I'll tell you, like knowing
or the Oxy pad
in the back
Foxy
of my
Oxy,
like even like I'm like, you know, in the past I've been nervous about that when they do the boy check,
right?
So, but this time I wasn't worried because I'm like, eventually she's going to do something very violate me in a way that I'm not very excited about. So there is no chance that I'm going to be happy to see her.
Yeah.
Not that I would. That sounds wrong. Like but, as if I just walk around with a stiffy.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies?
It happened Check to us in you know, junior high, high school for some of us. So
Hashtag
you know.
Stiffy at the dock.
For some of us, meaning for
well,
Mono Nick.
Well, I mean, just at school. Like, it sure. would just pop up in times that you didn't want it to happen.
Did How it ever awkward. Happen at the nurses?
Not at the nurses, but like maybe like 20 minutes before. And you're like, all right, I got to calm down here, pal.
Or I need a bathroom break.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, drop some other kids off at the pool.
She Yikes.
She couldn't be nicer. Super sweet woman. Everything was cool.
Completely professional.
Yes, thankfully. Well, now we get to the point where it's like, okay, now like she went through all the blood work stuff. Everything was fine. Now she's like, okay, well, now we got to do check you for anything on your skin, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know, in the past, they say 40 is the time to do the prostate exam, but she's like, you know, honestly, more nowadays it's 50, so we don't have to do that today unless that's in your family's history.
Steve's like, oh no, I'm ready for this. Let's do it.
Not exactly, Rev, but it is in my family's history because my dad had prostate cancer. Fortunately,
then you need to actually have it checked in.
But like for a fleeting second, when she said 50, I'm like, score.
Yeah,
I'm good.
And 10 more years.
And then the one caveat where you're like, oh,
so
yeah, never mind.
Now I'm like getting this moral dilemma in my head. Do I want to just kind of push it off another year and be like, hey, I forgot last year to tell you? Because I'm like, you know, 10-year window. I mean, it would be fine at 41.
Yeah, your wife would not be very happy with you.
Oh, she would be mad.
No, she'd send me back. You go back there and get your butt checked.
Yep.
So So I'm like, well, it's my dad, I think. And she goes, well, let me check the computer and look at your family history. And pulls it up. She's like, oh, yeah, it's time for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, well, we're going to do the front first. Just lower your pants and cough and all that. And she's like, okay, everything looks good. Okay, now you're going to have to turn around and kind of like lean over and rest your arms on the mat.
Mm-hmm. Think other thoughts.
So now I'm like, oh, this
Anything
is
else?
Not going to be fun. She's like, it'll be quick. Like, okay, that's cool.
Can I double check, triple check really quick?
Right, I know. I'm like, are you sure?
How far does that dipstick go
in? Give
me
a white piece of paper real quick.
Do we mean 40 or do we mean after I finish my 40th year? Because I'm not done with my 40th year yet. So now she's checking things around that area. And I'm thinking, I don't know, because I don't know what this is going to feel like. So I'm like, oh, this is weird. But I'm like, all right, this is tolerable. So at that point, I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, you're all home free already.
And she goes, okay, everything's looking good. And then it's the one word I never expected to hear from a doctor. She goes, sorry.
What?
Huh?
And whoop.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it's a pre-apology.
Right.
Oh, so she hadn't even done her business.
She just said, I'm sorry.
Whoop. Oh, man.
I love it. Sorry. For what? Oh, that.
Well, and thanks. All I could do was just stand or lean over in pure silence. I couldn't even acknowledge. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now?
Clinch?
Yeah, like,
No, I wanted to, like, loosen up as much. I wanted to be a hot dog in a hallway in this situation, man.
See, it's a good thing you pooed beforehand because your natural body reaction, the floodgates would have just opened.
You are correct. The ketchup bottle would have been loosened. I'm like, even though this happened rather fast, it felt like an eternity, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I ain't going to lie to you. While this was going on, after what she said, only one thing and one song popped into my head at that moment, right? She does it, goes whoop, and this pops in my head.
I'm sorry I'm bad. I'm sorry I'm bad. I'm sorry about all the things I said to you.
Or did to you.
Yeah. I can't take it back.
Take that back.
Take that finger back.
I love all your cares. I love all your sounds.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I know what it sounds like.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to end. I'm sorry. Man. Everything's looking good, Steve. Everything looks good.
Oh, that's great. No polyps.
All good news. Yeah. What a weird feeling. Have you guys had that experience yet in life? Whether it be personal or for doctor reasons.
It was for a doctor reason because when a couple years back I got into a car accident.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where they have to check to see if you have internal bleeding, and that's one of the easiest things to do.
Really?
Yeah. And that, yeah, it sucks. It was over super quick.
It is, but it's a memory that'll last a lifetime.
Yeah, you don't forget it.
No. It's, I don't know how to say this without it being graphic. But it's like, you just don't ever want to feel a person's finger moving around.
Yeah.
It's such a strange, like, I try to prepare myself in so many ways for this, minus doing that. But, like, you know, like, in my head, I'm like, was it like, you know, even though she has tiny fingers, man, it's weird.
It's anything up there.
Yeah.
You're not used to having anything up there. Well, I mean, if you are, maybe it's a little bit easier for you.
I don't know how that's pleasurable to anybody. I'll be honest with you.
It's the milking the prostate.
Mm.
It's a thing that has happened. I mean, we saw, what was it, Road Trip that Stifler had it happen to him?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't Stifler in that one, but
yep.
I mean, it was that thing. That's the way God made us, man.
Yeah,
and it's
dude.
Really weird that's one of our pleasure centers.
For some, yes. I'll be honest, though. Like, I keep saying I'll be honest. Like, I'm lying to you guys otherwise.
I'm staying quiet.
Right?
Dude, I'm glad I did it. I dreaded it. It was definitely a sensation, an experience I don't want to experience again, but I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I popped that cherry so that I could do it more every year. You know, cause
is it an every year thing now once you're past 40?
Know. I hope not. But if it is, at least I now know what I'm getting into.
That's true.
And I'm glad I got it done because, you know, it's important. As much as I joke about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a scary thing as a dude. That's something that, you know, all of us have to experience.
I have to do it. Yeah. I have to do it this year.
Really?
Because
your family?
Because of my dad.
History.
Yeah.
They say usually if you're someone in your family has had it done, that means...
I'm scared as hell. Yeah, my
10 years earlier.
Yeah, my dad called me earlier this year and said, you need to get in there and get this checked out. This is the third time it's come back. You need to get on this. And I'm just like,
wow.
You're kind of like inspiring me to like.
And terrifying?
Well, yeah, it's dude.
No, because I've been terrified for the last 5 years about it.
But it's doable. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I joke that I'm scarred for life. I am sincere when I say I'll never forget it, but. It's not like unbearable. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of thinking I want a female doctor now because I got a male doctor.
Dude,
I don't have a doctor right now, so I think I'm going to be using that as a litmus for figuring out who I need as a personal.
If you need a referral,
okay, cool. You got one.
Girl,
this one's great.
Monica will take care of you.
Monica's great at sticking fingers. Is that a Yelp review right there?
Yelp review. Monica's great. She's very attentive, very thorough, and her fingers are not very large.
And she remembers to take off the wedding ring.
Yeah. Well, she did have an engagement ring on, so
hopefully, like, she actually did take
it. It's
off.
A weird thing seeing her put the rubber glove on, and then of course my wife has to ask, "Well, how did it look afterwards? The glove?"
Oh. Gross! Why would you want to know that?
I'll be.
I don't want to know.
All I know is when it was done. I've never seen a woman just like out, glove off in the trash.
Oh yeah.
It was fast.
Don't need to worry about
smell
that.
It.
Yeah.
But that damn bottle of lube was just sitting there on the table. I took a picture of it. I'll post it on the on the Mixcast Facebook
like
page.
It was waiting on the nightstand for you?
Like just like a, here, I'll show it to you. It's such a haunting picture for no other reason than you know what it is. Let's see where it
was
is.
Was it like industrial strength lube?
Oh, it was like a 12-inch bottle.
Holy cow, yeah.
Wow.
And it's still open. It's easy lubricating jelly.
Easy glide.
4 fluid ounces.
I can't take that on the airplane.
Yeah, it's a little too big for the airplane.
Yeah.
Man, though, that is a sensation. Nick, do it. It's not... It's at the end of the day, it's not awful.
Right.
You know, it's
I'm kind of more
weird.
Fearing the
it's
outcome.
It's weird. Yeah. But you know what? Like, I was talking to one of our sales guys. He was like, hey, what do you got planned today? I'm like, well, I'm going to go get a finger put somewhere. And he goes, yeah. He's like, you're a better man than me, man. I haven't done a physical in years. I'm like, well, why not? And I've been that way, too. I'm not, like, judging. And he goes, I'm just afraid to find out the results.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, the results are there no matter what. So it's better to find them out now.
It's easier to cure them like, earlier in their stages.
You don't want to be that guy that could have avoided it.
Right.
Because
Do you watch Silicon Valley?
Yes, I love that show.
Did you watch the last episode?
No,
not yet. Okay, they deal with this.
Really? I feel like my life mirrors that show a lot.
Remember the name change?
They had a name change episode.
Yeah. It's essentially the thing goes around Schrodinger's cat, which is basically that if a cat is in a box.
Come on, Sheldon.
And there's food in the box, poisoned food, and you put the cat in the box and you close it, there's a 50-50 chance for as long as you you keep the box closed that the animal is still alive. As soon as you open the box, you determine what happens, and in theory, you are the cause of the death of the animal because you didn't know up until that point if it was alive or dead.
Oh.
And I forgot what we were talking about because I was explaining that. So
no, I got you. It's about the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like one of those where, yeah, and it's as long as you don't know, then you don't have to worry about it, and it's not there, and it's not a worrisome thing. But as soon as you find out for sure from the doctors and all that stuff, then you know you have the problem.
Yeah, you aren't going to know the outcome until you open the box.
Yep, and sometimes
that's the safest thing for people.
And sometimes someone just got to dig a finger in that box and open it up for you.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? No polyps. Everything's good. Do it, fellas.
That's awesome.
I'm not trying to be a PSA, but if you're around that age,
do it
in your family. Get it done. As soon as it's done, man, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. I'm like, I'm so glad I did it. I don't ever want to do it again, but I know I have to.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I did it. Now I at least know it's a weird feeling, but it's tolerable.
And you got dry pits again.
Yes. I'm not stressing out. And then the weird part was after it was all said and done and she's finished, the first thing I could say to her, my first words, the last conversation we had was her saying sorry. My first thing I said to her, she thought I was kind of weird, I think, when I said this, I go, I appreciated the apology. And she's like, huh? I'm like, I don't know. I appreciated the warning.
It's great customer service.
Yeah.
At least you didn't thank her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, it would just be, thanks.
Are you sure you got it all?
I thought that's where he was going.
Same here, too. I could actually see you doing that, just being totally in shock. But now that it's done, you're like, thanks.
That was fun.
So when am I scheduled next time?
Just the 1,000-yard stare.
Tomorrow? Come back? Do it again?
Oh.
See you then. But then I got... Something I've been now stressing about too, because then after that was done, and I'm sure everything's fine, but they laid me down and hooked me up to an EKG to check my heart.
Okay.
Right. So they go through that, and they're like, okay, we'll come back with the results. And she comes back, and I'm thinking everything's great. I already texted my wife saying the physical was great. Everything turned out well. They come back, and they said that I might... this is the weird thing. They show me the results, and they said it could be one of two things. And one is super awesome, and the other one is super crappy. So they're like...
That sucks.
Right. So they're like, we looked at your exams, and we don't want to concern you, but, you know, this is the point of doing these physicals, is to hopefully stop things, nip them in the bud. They're like, reading your chart, you either have a super strong heart, or you have the early stages or the early indication that you might be dealing with some heart disease.
Jeez. Right. So either you're a workhorse will go on forever, or you may just keel over and die right here.
You're right.
One or the other. What the?
Now, so that I don't stress too much, I'm glad that she said, I'm looking at all of your stuff. She's like, look, you're pretty active. You play a lot of hockey. You're in decent, she said you're in good shape. That felt good hearing that. And she's like, looking at your pulse, you have a very strong, your pulse is great. I'm leaning towards the side of it being you have a super strong heart. But we are always going to be super precautious.
Right.
So we got to schedule you to come
in.
And I got to do one of those like treadmill tests.
Cool.
I can't wait for the picture. I hope someone would be willing to take a picture of me on that, because that's going to be be a sick selfie.
Yeah, right.
But it's scary. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, even though I'm not. So then I had to text my wife and go, well, I also might have heart disease. And my wife's like, what?
Huh? Yeah.
So, you know.
Now she's stressing out.
She's stressing
she's
out
doing.
Way less than I am. Like,
okay.
I couldn't sleep very well last night with the Lulu stuff and the heart stuff. I'm like, ugh. I hope everything's cool. I'm leaning towards that it is. And like my wife said, sometimes, like we've done it in the past, where you get your blood work done and like, everything's great, but there's this one thing it could be. So we want to test you again to make sure it wasn't just a fluke.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's what it was.
It seems to be they're just covering their bases.
And I appreciate that. Again.
That or nickel and diming on them.
Yeah, that could be too.
They're doing it to my insurance.
Yeah, take totally.
Good
okay.
call. There
I gotta,
you go.
I got to feed those bitches money every month. Might as well take all you can.
Yeah.
But it goes back to what you're saying, and what we're talking about is, what if it isn't? And I at least found out in the early stages and can make the adjustments whatever they are, whether it be medication, whether it be how I eat, I can make whatever adjustments are needed to avoid that happening sooner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the moral of the story.
And you're an active guy, too. I mean, right. It can happen to anyone. That's one of those things that kind of sucks with all that. But at least at the very least, you're doing all the health improvements that you can in a normal life.
Right, because I want to live a long life. I mean, not for myself, really, but for my wife. You know, I mean, I don't want her to be a
And your dog.
Widow.
Who the hell's going to save your damn dog from the hardwood floors?
From the rug ocean that she's stuck on. We don't even need to put her in a kennel anymore. We might as well just put her on the rug in the dining room.
Perfect. Yeah.
She'll have plenty of room to work around. She poops on that one. I don't care.
Yeah, just put one of those piddle pads down and you're fine.
Yeah, right? That's awful. That's a poor dog.
It is. Traumatize your poor dog.
Well, that's what's going on in the world. There's a funny story I wanted to share. We talked to my mom yesterday, and my mom is telling me all about they got a big move, everything's good, right? But she's telling me about, like, you know, getting out in the neighborhood, and she's mostly glad because she hates the neighbors that are right next to us, lifelong neighbors. These two have been there forever, and they're weird. I don't know how to describe them other than just weird. They're just, it's Brooklyn weird.
No idea what Brooklyn weird
right,
means.
They're just like, I don't even know how to describe him.
I got a weird neighbor. Every time I go down to do the laundry, he comes into the laundry room to do a load of laundry. And I'm like, you are down here every single time I come in here. Are you just coming in to check who's in the laundry room?
And he just wants to have a conversation. Maybe he thinks you're cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think my neighbors think my dad's cool, which is also weird because he's not. No, I'm kidding. But they're both like computer people, and they're like always like super nerding out about computer stuff. And my dad, they're always like anything that my dad needs help with his computer turns into like a 5-hour sleepover practically.
Yeah.
So my dad's talking to them and they're manipulating his time. My mom's getting annoyed because she wants to go get dinner. And she's like, God, they just won't shut up. They're outside on the porch. And I'm like getting annoyed with it. And I'm like, Bill, dinner's ready. Let's go. Meanwhile, my mom didn't make dinner. They're about to put their jackets on and leave the house. So
dinner's ready at the restaurant where we're going to eat it.
So they're going to see my parents leave 5 seconds after this conversation.
I love it.
So my mom's talking about David, the neighbor, and bitching, and we're on the phone, speaker phone. And then she's just like, you know, just sometimes, and she's saying like a kind of a slow, like I'm an exasperated voice. And both my wife and I looked at each other like, I was not expecting this to be the final part of the story. She goes, sometimes I just want to punch him in the face.
Wow. Like,
your neighbor?
My mom wants to punch the neighbor. My wife and I are just like, we're struggling not to
laugh
out loud.
How long have they been living next door?
Well, 40 years.
That's awesome.
She's just done with it.
Finally. Just had it. Even today, my wife texted me and just wrote, sometimes I just want to punch him in the face. I thought that was great.
That is awesome.
That is so awesome. That's something you never expect to hear, especially from your mom.
You all met at the wedding? She's the sweetest.
So sweet.
Everybody loves her. She walks onto a bus. By the end of that bus ride, they're all friends with Roseanne. But there's a side to her that you do not want to cross.
That's amazing. See, I would totally expect that from my mom. I could hear her saying that, but your mom's just way too sweet for that.
I could hear it from my dad.
Yeah.
And she said it in the sweetest way. Like, sometimes I just want to punch him in the face. All right, Mom.
All right, thanks, Mom.
I had my fill.
Yeah.
She's done.
Is dinner ready? Let's go, William. Dinner's ready. Let's go.
It's a knuckle sandwich for the neighbor if we don't go.
The Red Lobster's calling our name.
The diner. They got that cheesecake. It's waiting for us.
Nice.
Don't make me punch a bitch. All right. Well, we're up against the clock because I do have to get into some meetings at around 11:30. So let's do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages, or as many as we can do.
It's the Mixed Cast.
Oh,
Rev!
It ends pretty quickly
in the middle
there.
Of the duet. What do you want to do?
Let's do voicemails.
Voicemails. I think we got a few.
Voicemails.
What's up, Deuces? It's the Juster.
What's up?
Just chilling around at home. Check the mail. I got my BJ and Migs Mornings t-shirt in the mail today.
Hell yeah.
And best part about it is my Migs Cast t-shirt, which is pre-ordered and selling like hotcakes from what I heard, is also going to be shipped out soon. Just talked to a couple people from the sales department. I'm thinking we should douche it out at the Tacoma Rainiers game and have everybody wear our BJ Migs or our Migs Cast t-shirts. Just idea. So I'm glad that the Photoshop glad the Photoshop
Jurassic
totally
World at his house
got me going. I got trolled there, and on top of all of that, I even sincerely wish Rev congratulations. So, yeah, trying to babysit the baby and the dog. Guess I should get back to taking care of the child.
I hope your
Maya con Dios, pumpkin butt.
Ah, shut up.
I hope your dog can walk on hardwoods at least. I was thinking about it last time. I was getting so frustrated with Lulu, and I'm like, man, if we ever have a kid. Oh, I did talk to the doctor about the kid stuff, and she said more than likely it might be your wife's fault, not yours.
Whoa.
More often than not, it's the woman that's the issue.
Interesting.
Especially if they get off the pill. Sometimes it takes a while.
Get those eggs going
about
again.
A year for it to, for all the ovulation stuff to go on. So I'm hoping that's the case, she says. But, you know, if you guys are 100% like on board for one, breed, call us and we'll put you in touch with a doctor where you can do the
Here's the thing, though.
Got any material over there?
I got my phone. I'm good.
Okay. I forgot about that.
But my wife does not like the idea of masturbation. So this is like they suggest that you go together to get everything tested. So she's going to have to deal with the fact of me going into another room and just cranking it when she's got issues against
that. Just to come in and help you out, though, right?
I don't think they'll allow that. Oh. I think it's like a dressing room. You really can't bring your woman into it.
Oh.
I mean, you can, but maybe... I don't know how that works.
Be like jail, right?
See, that's exactly how you should ask it. Yo, can I bring my wife in?
Yeah.
She's not really in for me going manual, but, a duet seems pretty okay.
Is that all right? I need a little hand.
That's weird. So your wife doesn't like you to self-love, huh?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, as long as she's okay with, making sure
that I was the only prude.
Fill in the voids, I guess, with the time.
Oh, yeah. Her attitude is don't. If you need that release, see what's up. Like, she's never been one to be like, don't have sex with me. Like, she's cool.
Awesome.
She's a cool wife.
She's cool.
Damn. She's cool.
I need to get me one of them.
Angie listens to this, bro.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny.
She'll miss this comment.
I'm going to go home.
She'll miss this comment until she hears it.
Because the last time I brought it up, she's like, so what are you not saying on the podcast now? And I'm like, look, I'm saying everything I used to say.
That's true. I vouch for that.
Yeah.
Nick has not held back since the day he said that you were listening, Angie. He has not held back one bit.
He just knows that he may have a little talking to afterwards.
Yeah. Nick's a better man than me. If I knew my wife was listening to this podcast, the stories I would share would sound a lot different. I'll be honest with you.
And not everything that comes out of my mouth is 100% the truth.
What?
Sometimes I just
say
things to be funny.
No way.
But I need to get me one of them wives.
I was going to say, for those that do want to get the BJ and Migs shirt, and hopefully they'll be shipping out. We haven't gotten our hands yet on the Migs Cash shirt just yet, but they are for sale, and
super
it's a limited
stoked run.
And I like these ones the best so far. The logo looks great. Thanks to Chris for creating it. And the color of the shirt is sweet. It's like a charcoal gray with the white logo.
Nice.
And I'm looking forward to rocking one of those. So hopefully they'll be ready to go before our big party at the Rainiers game, which is June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets just by going to the Rainiers website and go on the seat map, click on our yard, and you can get the tickets to sit in the section with us. It's sizzling Saturdays.
If you go to the Migs Cast page, it's stickied right up at the top.
Thank you.
And it's happening on Facebook. And it's happening at 5 p.m., which is nice because I actually have my niece's birthday.
Ooh.
For that beforehand. But it's in Tacoma, so it's going to be awesome. So I'm still going to be able to make both
of them.
As
soon as you're done, head on over because I'm going to get there around 3.
Yeah.
For a batting practice. Because
from
3 to 5, they're going to be playing the music that everybody suggested on Facebook.
Sweet.
We created a playlist, or at least I have to create it on my old iPhone. I'm just going to give them my old iPhone and say, here, play it off of this.
Nice.
But I'm pumped, man, because there's going to be some fun stuff on there. Some stuff that you've heard on the Migs Cast in the past, and some stuff that you hear on KISW, because they want it to be rocking. So we'll oblige.
Yeah,
so
no Taylor Swift.
Damn it. All right, I'll take that one off. Son of a bitch.
Oh, I love Tay Tay. It's all good.
Some Tay Tay.
We can shake it off.
Shake It Off would be funny if in the middle. You know what? I might. Oh, Taylor Swift doesn't offer her music on those streaming sites anymore. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Be gone with her.
Sick burn.
Get your shirts while you can. And be sure to come hang out with us at the Rainiers party. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to hanging out with all the douches for that event. All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Juster again.
Again?
Sorry about the awkward last voicemail.
Yeah.
Little one was starting to get grumpy, and I found out that's because she needed to be changed. But what I called originally to tell you after the T-shirt was today at work, I was listening to the podcast, and I was warned once about listening to it too loud on my boombox. And suddenly, when there were the animal noises from Miss Grapefruit Lady, Angel, people looked at me like there was an animal being killed. And so that's what I told them what was going on. They were you guys were playing a clip from the Animal Planet. And then when they heard hashtag Stiffy in the Tank, needless to say, I was taken to a lady in an office and I was told that I cannot listen to that on boombox anymore.
Earbuds. So
I will be listening to it on my headset from now on.
There you go.
I enjoyed it. The guys that were working with me enjoyed it. I think one of them actually peed their coveralls. It was worth it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I like his I like what he said about Angel the Grapefruit Lady.
Oh, yeah, it's Animal Planet.
If you're not familiar with the sound that the Angel the Grapefruit Lady makes when she's performing a certain act, here's a sample of it.
Jesus.
That's the first time she makes that sound. The second time is way more epic.
God,
I'd need earplugs for
God,
that.
That's just—it's so gross, man. Play.
Like, I'm sure it feels great. I would just need earplugs to get over that sound.
I'll be if I'm wasted and I'm hooking up with her and I hear that sound, I'm looking down to make sure it's still there.
Yeah,
right.
Well, then you see a grapefruit and you're like, "What the hell is that?
What is going on
it's
here?
It's gone. You exploded.
I thought you devoured my dong." Hashtag devour my dong.
Yikes.
I love how people are picking up on all these crazy hashtags. Like the Stiffy in the Tank one made its way to the Float Seattle people.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Dude, that interaction was hilarious.
Right, because someone's like, hey, make sure you don't tell anyone, though, that they can't pee in the tank. And Float Seattle's like, absolutely no peeing in the tank.
Oh, well, it's wow. good to know. It's good to know because I would have just gone.
Yeah. You would have peed in the tank?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Then I'm glad that I was brought up.
Just pee in the pool, man. Why not pee in the tank?
Usually in the shower, not in the tank.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, they're rinsing it, so I figure they're cleaning it, like running it through chemicals. And
yeah, but still, do you want to float in your own urine?
I figured it filtered itself.
You've taken a bath before, right?
I don't bathe in my urine.
I try not to bathe. I try not to bath at all anymore.
I like a good bath.
Oh, I just don't.
Baths are awesome if I fit in them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the problem. I'm too fat to fit in a normal damn tub. So
too much displacement.
Yeah, you get like 3 inches of water and it pops over, and then you're just stuck cleaning the floor all day.
If I had the time, money, and the resources, I would love to just gut out my tub and put a new tub in that's more 6'3" friendly.
I would
be in it all the time.
When we were at Treasure Island in Vegas, they had a huge tub. The tub was gigantic. I still didn't go for the bath time, but I totally could have. But I would love to get one of those huge jacuzzi tubs.
Right.
Or they've got those old people sit down tubs.
Yeah.
Where they're like 4 feet tall.
Sure.
And you just sit on a bench and then they fill up. Those things are amazing, too.
Yeah. I just want to sit in a tub where I could sit with my back against the back of the tub.
Yeah, that's what these
and
are.
I don't have to bend my knees.
Right.
That's all.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Okay, I see.
I don't mind bending them, but after a while, you get a little uncomfortable. You can't really move around.
Out, yeah.
That would be pretty badass.
That would be cool.
And then I want Angel with a grapefruit to show up. People should when you leave a voicemail this week on the Mixcast line, which is 253-271-4787, give us your best Angel impression.
Oh, God.
We might have to turn that into an STP, a Mixcast challenge. Even I'm screwing that up. Why'd I change my name?
I hear poor BJ screw it up every morning with Beat Migs, and I'm like,
it'll take a minute.
Someday. But he's also the same guy as when we moved over from The Buzz.
Yes.
He couldn't remember that we had, first off, the intro. He kept on doing the same intro.
And the fax.
And then he would mention the fax machine. He's like, dude, we haven't used
faxes.
We
don't even know where the fax machine is.
Yeah, and
he still did it up until like a year ago, he said. He gave out the Buzz phone number, which is hilarious. It's just something, you know, it's ingrained for years. It'll take some time. All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
I have returned. This is Aaron, the crazy effing fisherman. And I have returned from my long hiatus not listening to the Mixcast, formerly the SDP cast, because out of sheer laziness, I just couldn't find my iPod cable to download the podcast. But I have returned because I have finally found it. I'm feeling good. I'm going to find, and summer's coming along.
It is.
Catching fish and smashing coolers.
Yeah.
Have good times.
Catching Big. Fish, smashing
Everyone
coolers.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. Well,
for a second,
thanks
I thought he
for
said
coming back.
His iPhone, and I'm like, without the cord, you can't charge your phone.
Yeah.
Then I realized he said iPod.
Yeah.
All right. Next voicemail.
Migs, what's up? This is Stevie. I'm crossing the streams here. I want to thank Nick. Nick, thank you for telling people about Chef. I swear to God, that was the best movie of last year.
Oh, wow.
Why did not get why it didn't get any awards or anything, I don't know. It was just a great film. Everybody was great in it. So you got to let people know about that film. It's awesome. And Dishes, can we stop filming concerts? You did not pay $80 to film the concert. You came to watch the people perform. Stop it. You're morons. One or two pictures is fine. Videotaping a song is fine. But the whole concert? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Stop it.
I love it when he says stop
2 a.m. I have QFC and I'm scared. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
I love Stevie's rants.
Yes.
I do agree with the ones that are like either like periscoping or just taking a video of the entire concert.
Right.
A little clip.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's fine. Like,
yeah.
I don't have an issue with that. But yeah, when it gets to be like, if it's past 5 minutes and you're just still recording, like, why are you there?
Right. Why do you want to watch a concert through the eyes of your phone?
Yeah.
Video well just, or didn't happen.
You could just go at home
know,
and watch a YouTube clip of someone else who just filmed the whole concert and save $80 and watch it that way at home.
That'll sound just like your video. Not very good.
Right? Yeah, and that's one of those things. Is these itty-bitty phones have itty-bitty microphones that can't do anything to deal with the music. You're just going to hear a bunch of noise and some people going, woo!
Yeah, I'm like, I'll be guilty of like taking the two. I'm forcing myself now. It's like take a couple pictures and then put the phone away.
Yeah,
if you want to take a video, record the verse and the chorus about a minute, and then be done. And that way, I could like share it on social media for work or whatever it may be. Like even with the 21 Pilots end session that I went to, they did three songs. It would have been kind of cool to record the whole thing. I was like, oh, I get probably a ton of hits on YouTube because it's such obsessive fans. They would love to watch Tyler do a song with just even though the end's recording it and videotaping it. Like that's what part of it too is that out there are better pro shot footage of that concert or a similar concert that you just attended. Like I just watched Faith No More on Carson Daly, but what they did is they just pro shot their performance at a show in LA, and the footage is amazing.
Nice.
It's like I don't need to watch cell phone footage of that.
Yeah.
So it's like
you need the audio off the board.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big part right there.
Great
for
quality.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how are you going to get all those fake internet points if you don't do it yourself?
I know. We all look for the excessive amount of likes, favorites, retweets.
Maybe this one will go viral and I'll get 11 million hits and 12 cents from YouTube. Sweet.
Everyone, do yourself a favor. Go when you go to the concert, get a couple pictures. I get it. We're all historians. We all like to have that picture. Take a couple. Any other picture you want, you can probably find a better one online anyway. And then enjoy the show. Soak it in for what it is. It's an experience. And it's so much fun when you're watching the band and watching the crowd and feeling the energy. You don't need to have it on video. You're not going to go back and watch it all the time. Trust me, we all have done it. Look at your phone and look at how many videos you have. Are you watching any of them? Probably not.
No.
Stevie's right. And on top of that, Chef is on Netflix, I noticed.
Yeah. Did we talk about that on here?
We have. I've been on the fence about renting it. I need to watch it.
What? That's the one with Favreau, right?
Yes. Yeah, Favreau, Sofia Vergara, and John Leguizamo.
Like he's a chef that opens up his own food truck?
Yeah, and it's got Dustin Hoffman. So it's a chef who leaves his day job, like working for a corporate restaurant or something like that. And he goes and opens up a food truck with his ex-wife's money to reconnect with his son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a really cool movie. I really liked it.
Yeah, the premise sounds stupid.
Right.
I know why, but I keep hearing good things about the
film. It's really cool. It's all about connecting.
Okay.
Like reconnecting a father and a son, so.
I just watched The Wedding Ringer with Kevin Hart.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
No, it's a dumb movie, Rev. You won't like it.
No.
It's brainless comedy, and I loved it. I loved every second of it.
I like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's
stand-up is amazing. I love his stand-up.
I watched that movie, and then the minute I thought about it, I'm like, This was the movie. We were like moments away from having Kevin Hart and the co-star. I can't remember his name, but he's in a lot of stuff. He's got glasses. He was in like that movie, that television show about the president's son. That like it was a comedy that didn't last very long. You'd know him if you saw him. He's a character actor. The two of them were supposed to come in studio to promote the film, which is typically the kiss of death. Usually when the movie studios are sending their actors out to do radio.
They need a lot of press because either they're getting killed or they're just not getting any reach at all.
Which is unfortunate because I usually like those movies anyway. I like anything, man. And Wedding Ringer is a fun, like, watch with your girl.
Is that on Netflix? Or
no, it's on demand. Okay. You got to drop the $6 if you want it in HD.
Okay.
All right, next voicemail.
This is the crazy effing fisherman. I just called.
He's back.
Want to call again just to mention. Had a few. Go down a few more. You guys rock on. Just remember, if you aren't catching fish, it's the cooler's fault. Kick the cooler. Smash it. Peace.
I'm not a fisher person, but I would imagine probably people who fish are probably like, hell yeah, you kick that cooler.
Oh no, doesn't that make noise and scare the fish away? Fish
or Lulu. It'll scare Lulu if you
scare
get
the
mad.
Lulu. Wow,
that's where I was
Josh
at.
Gad is the guy you're talking about in The Wedding Ringer. He's also with the comedians with Bill Murray. Billy Crystal, the TV show.
Yeah, so he's great. That's all of our voicemails?
Yeah. It's the
We need some. Come on, Ziggy. Yeah, we need better messages, man. Ours are painful now.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
Drugs.
Yeah, Ziggy, get on it, man. Write some new songs, please. Or anyone else who knows how to write music.
Somebody.
I keep wanting to hit up my old buddy Ron, big gay Ron from Savage Days. I think he has like dats of show stuff.
What?
Including the old email music that we would have whenever a band would come in studio.
Emails.
You write them. He reads them.
Emails.
It'd be kind of a fun thing to use that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, I mean, we have like...
Queens of the Stone Age one.
Yes. That's still killing me. If anybody out there has a recording of Queens of the Stone Age on Andy Savage in the morning, I would do anything for that recording, man. I want to play it on our podcast that when they came in and did two songs... I'm so glad I had the picture to prove it, but I want the audio, man.
Yeah.
It was so badass.
Why don't you take in a video with your smartphone, man?
Right. Dude, I would imagine I'd have so many cool videos back in those days.
If you had it.
It was a process. We had to get like one of those VHS recorders anytime we wanted to record something. But we had like Death Cab for Cutie did one. Peter Parker did one that was actually kind of fun.
Nice.
Marcy Playground, I think, did one.
Sex and Candy.
Yeah.
Sex and Emails.
So I smell sex and emails.
Yeah.
A few other people did ones, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
Yeah, any band that would come in, we would try and put them on the spot.
It was pretty funny.
Marcy Playground was amazing. That was such a fun band.
And a great live band.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, so good, so trippy.
Yeah.
Yep.
The drummer was awesome, dude. I don't know. I had such great times going to see that band.
Me too, man. I love that band. They were one of my favorites. The first two records, even the third one's pretty good too, but the first two are awesome.
Were they like the first $1.07 show?
One of them.
Like, because I remember going seeing them in Local H at the Rock Candy.
Local H.
Yep.
And I was just like, me and my friend went to that, and missed school the next day.
They did an M session that day.
So, yeah, I didn't go to that, but we went to Rock Candy. Damn!
Yeah, I remember that was my first end session was Marcy Playground when they came to town for that one, and I spotted the super hot blonde chick. I'm like, gosh, man, that girl is so hot. Fast forward a few months later, we wound up dating.
Nice. Like,
that a
boy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a good one until she lost her mind and did too much ecstasy. We started seeing things in our bathroom and called the cops.
That'll happen.
That was weird.
Yeah.
And then became a stripper.
Oh.
And now I have no idea where she went. Who's the girl? Remember I said when I went to Port Townsend, I saw her mom selling jewelry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was, man.
We're going to walk the other way real quick.
It's one of those ones where, like, I don't ever want to, I have no ill will towards her, but I kind of want to know she's still alive. Like, I wonder, man, because she was going down a dark road.
Oh, man.
When we went our separate ways, I don't know what happened. And it would be nice to know that she's still alive.
It's always a trip when you see that, too. I saw a friend who used to work here did an update talking about someone else, and I'm like, oh, sweet, that person's still hanging around.
Right.
And I was just like, cool. It's kind of nice to know that person's still alive.
You never know sometimes. You just never know. All right, Mono Nick, what do you want to do?
Emails.
Emails. All right. We might not have time for text, so we'll do a few emails, and then we might have to call it a day.
Okay.
All right.
I do.
First email, subject, change or die. Oh, this is about our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're, got a lot of great feedback from people. Like, people actually come up to me and said they've re-listened to that podcast intro when I kind of went on a little 5-minute monologue. They said they still listen to that just for, like, words of inspiration, which I thought was really cool. And still getting emails and Snapchats from people who've, like, changed things in their life. And this is a... I'll try and read the whole thing. It's a long email, but it's from Mike, and he lives in Kent. And I love the fact that he starts off by writing STP, but he figured out that way to put a line through the STP.
Oh, the strike through.
Yeah. And then it says, Migs. I'm going to apologize in advance because it's going to be a long email. First, let me start off with, I followed you through your Seattle radio career from the end, 96.5, and now my favorite morning show on KISW. Congrats on the upgrade on the now BJ and Migs show. It's well-deserved for you. I listen to the podcast every week. Consider myself a Titanic douche for life, although I'm not able to make it to the listener events. Hopefully one of these days you will. Tuesday of last week, I listened to the Change or Die episode. Change or Die.
Change or Die.
Sounds so final.
Die, 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 die.
It's just based off of the Papa Roach song. Opening remarks you made at the start of the podcast really moved me in a way I never expected. In all the years of listening to you on the radio, I never knew you as a philosopher. And that's what you showed on this episode. Just listening to your words inspired me. It gave me goosebumps and really moved me. When you always claim it to be a little change by simply changing your name and changing the name of the podcast, it was really a huge motivating factor for me. After listening to your podcast on Tuesday, I wrote up a letter of resignation. First thing Wednesday morning, I went into my boss's office with my letter in my pocket and demanded a new position based on what I was doing. I was completely prepared to step down on the spot. But to my surprise, he agreed without question or hesitation.
Nice.
In addition, 20% salary increase.
There you go.
That's a hell of a bump right there.
Now, dude, it gets even crazy. On Thursday, I decided to go all in and filed to end my marriage.
Whoa.
That had been basically all but over for almost 4 years.
That sucks, man.
Friday morning, I went back and listened to your opening remarks again. As much as I love the podcast, this is the only one I've ever gone back and listened to over again. Thanks for what you've done over the past few weeks. You really can't minimize it anymore. This simple change has been an inspiration for myself and a lot of people. Keep doing what you do and stay positive, douches, from Mike.
Change is terrifying, man.
Holy cow.
Yeah, but to be able to go through with that and realize, first off with the job and then with the marriage, if you need to make those changes,
no better time. It's like Schrodinger's cat all over again.
Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep. You don't.
Until you do it.
But typically, when you're making a change to better yourself, better things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. And I mean, hey, I had a great talk about that with Jolene on her final show off the air. We were talking about like how crazy for both of us. Like, I'm making a change that's furthering my career in radio, and she's making a change that's really just cutting the cord from radio. But hopefully bigger and better things will come for her. And I do think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, she's such a dynamic personality. And she's such a great person.
She was just on New Day North West yesterday. Yep. It's up online somewhere.
Fun. I got to check that out.
She did a great job. In my head, I'm thinking they should put her on there like as a fill-in or just as someone that brings a little bit more of an edgy vibe to the thing.
It's kind of what I thought the headline was going to read after you opened the story. I was going to be like, what? She joins the show? Awesome.
Dude, I was blown away when...
When we saw that email, and I was like, whoa, crazy. Life is changing as I know
Everything's
it.
Everything's changing. Yeah. And it's tough for people to stomach, and I think everybody understands that. But we're going to get Jolene on the podcast in the near future.
Awesome.
Because I want to talk to her about that. And I think that what she's doing in her life is so, I mean, head and shoulders crazier. I mean, it's like, you know, because she's leaving a job, leaving a security of a job, no different than what Mike took a chance. And it worked out well for him. But it quite possibly couldn't have. But at the end of the day, he'd be out of a job he hated and hopefully into a job that he'd love soon after that.
Right.
It'd be fun to get Jolene on. And she's totally geeked out about the opportunity to come on and talk and share her story because it's something that she doesn't get to. And I wish I would have grabbed the audio when her and I were on the air.
Yeah.
She got on her soapbox for a half a minute about change. And it was like... Like, I jokingly said, screw TED Talks, this is Jolene Talks. But it was a good piece. I'll have to grab that. Maybe we'll play it in the future.
Fun.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, next one. Got a few emails about Float Seattle. This one's from Jake. Great podcast. I like hearing about Steve's float tank experience. I've wondered about it for a while, and I heard about it on The Podcast, which is the Ted Smith, Cobb, and Matt the producer, comma, the producer. Great podcast on iTunes and all the other places you could check it out. I've had issues with anxiety, and I wondered how it would benefit me. The story is very interesting, as my wife is claustrophobic, as Steve described his wife as being. And I'd like to include her in this as well. We're going to be trying it out soon, and I'll update you guys on how it went. Love the topics that you guys do, and I love the podcast from Jake.
Yeah, I need to talk with Shawnee Mac about that, because I want to try it out.
Got
to
do it, man.
Yeah.
And my wife deals with anxiety. I do from time to time as well. And honestly, I've been dealing with the anxiety of yesterday and just life in general.
Go the back and have some dreams.
First thing I thought about, I need to get back to that float tank.
Yep.
So I actually, a week ago, signed up for a monthly float.
Look
so
at you.
Once a month.
Nice.
It's way more cost effective if you think you're going to use it enough.
Yeah.
And plus, if you want to add additional floats, it's the price of your monthly float price. So if I want to bring my wife in.
Cool.
It's not, like, I think it's like $50 a month for one float as opposed to like 70 if you just do it as a one-shot deal. Although your first time is like 40. So
yeah.
For those that want to try it at least once.
It's not free like drugs?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, dang it.
But it's as awesome as drugs. I'm looking forward to doing it again. I'm going to go next week after work just to kind of clean things out of my system mentally.
Yeah. And, yeah. Well, you already got it cleaned out.
Thanks, Red.
Let's go to the bathroom
and
first.
My wife, who I thought was, she's been talking about it quite a bit. Like, she wants to do it again.
Cool. Awesome.
So for your claustrophobic wife, that's a great, great example of why it's not bad for someone who's claustrophobic.
And at the very least, you get at least a discount on the trying for the first time. So if you realize that even if the big one that they have isn't for you,
right,
at least you get to try it out.
Worst case scenario, your body's going to feel good.
Yeah.
So that's best case scenario. You're going to experience some stuff in your head, and it's going to be a pretty cool, powerful thing. So I look forward to hearing your stories, Rev, when it happens.
Yeah.
Where are we at on time? Just a minute to make sure.
We got about
a couple minutes.
Yeah, a couple.
Katie also did the float. Our buddy, Texas Katie Presley.
Oh, nice.
Nice. She's still listening. Hi, Katie.
What's up, Katie? I think she's coming to the Rainiers game. A lot.
Fun.
Buy your tickets. I don't know if that section sells out, but we have a lot of people who RSVP'd. There are other people outside of our group that are going to be buying tickets, so get your tickets. Hurry up. I know we're only a couple of weeks away, so get them. Don't wait till the day of to buy your tickets.
Yeah.
I was excited to hear about your floating experience. I floated several times, both at Urban Float and also Float Seattle. LARP on. Took a couple of floats to get used to slowing down my mind, but once I did, it got trippy. I love hearing these stories. During one float, I was laying still, and suddenly I heard a splash behind me, like there was something else in the pod with me, and I was totally okay with that. And this whole time, I had Fly Like an Eagle by the Steve Miller Band stuck in my head.
Nice.
It was like being high. Another time floating, it made me feel really amorous, like I was in a long foreplay session.
Ooh,
I can't lie. That was pretty rad.
Stiffy in the tank. Well, Lady Stiffy,
lady Stiffy in the tank.
Yeah. Hashtag Lady Stiffy in the tank.
Bean in the tank.
So I can see how Stiffy in the tank could happen. I recommend everyone giving it a shot. Floating makes me makes my back and hip pain go away, and also acts as a stress reliever. Feels amazing when I'm done, and my skin looks and feels great.
Man, I tweaked my hip the other day, and it's been bothering me, man. This just seems more and more enticing to do this.
Yeah, because honestly, you're just floating.
Yeah.
And you're not, there's no pressure on any part of your body. Yeah, I've hurt my like elbow joints. I think I was trying to do these burpee things.
Excuse me?
The
jump up and down push up sort of.
Oh, those
I got
things.
A little exercise.
I got a little too intense BS. On them, and I think
it's
like
junior high thing.
Yeah. I think I hyperextended something. Cause
that's no good.
And I kind of like sometimes a little burning pain. So I think it's going to take a little bit for it to heal.
Ice it, baby.
Yeah. Ice baby.
Little less self love there.
A little float it, baby.
Ah, float on.
Float, baby.
Do put some ice in the float pod.
Yeah, there you go.
Two birds, one stone.
we'll have this one be our last email. I apologize. We'll try and get to the rest of the emails that we got because we got to do Facebook drama. This person says, have you heard about what's going on with CM Punk and Hulk Hogan?
Well, CM Punk just hates wrestling, right? I mean,
he hates everybody.
Well, I mean,
Well, remember we had CM Punk on many years ago, and we were like, that video spread like
it blew up all
like
over 80, the internet.
80,000 views. Hulk Hogan's response has like 300,000 views.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, we had that too.
When he basically said that Hogan's a 6-year-old trying to act like he's on the Jersey Shore wearing young people clothes. Yeah. Well, this one has to do with hockey, which is kind of funny. And it reminds you of how great CM Punk is on the microphone. It all stemmed, I guess, from Hulk Hogan is a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Makes sense.
Right, lives in the area. His daughter used to, I guess, sing the national anthem there. And he was being interviewed, and they brought up the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Hulk Hogan had this to say.
Tampa Bay Lightning, I know you're a huge fan.
Yes, I am.
Give me a message to Chicago from Tampa.
Chicago's in a lot of trouble. You know, if we roll back the history books, my daughter Brooke, every time she sang at the home games, they never lost.
Wow.
And every time I had the Lightning shirt on and pumped the crowd up, they never lost. So
right.
I'm going home this week, and I think I'm going to have a little talk with some of the Lightning guys. Chicago's in a whole bunch of trouble, brother.
Brother. I'm sure every time she sang, they won.
Oh, of course.
But apparently, and CM Punk references it. I guess he's been interviewed before, and like he mispronounced like the captain's name of the Lightning. He screwed up the name of the coach. So CM Punk, who's way better on the microphone when it comes to just being vicious, well, he's at the games because he's a huge Blackhawks fan.
Yeah, huge, massive.
So the Blackhawks TV, one of the local news affiliates, just gives him a microphone and lets him cut a promo. And it's awesome.
Everybody, this is CM Punk, and obviously I'm live and in living color here at the Madhouse on Madison in front of all these Blackhawks fans. And we want the cup. Now, normally, the less said about Hulk Hogan, the better, but he spoke my name first. So I'd like to point out that the Tampa Bay organization as a whole should be embarrassed for hitching their trailer to such a piece of garbage that pronounced the captain's name wrong and then called Coach John Cooper John Connor. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Chicago, and we're real hockey fans, and we want the cup. Tampa Bay's going down.
We want the cup.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And he says Hogan said his name first because Hogan was on Twitter and said, like I said, the Blackhawks are in a whole lot of trouble because, you know, they're up 2-1. The Lightning are. And they should take their puck punk and go home. CM can show them the way, brother. And CM Punk's response to that on Twitter is, you mispronounced the team's captain's name and you don't even know the coach's name. You're a hack. Shut the F. And you spelt the word out. Shut the F up or I'll wreck you, Hulk Hogan.
That's awesome. Calling him out.
All right, let's do Facebook drama and then we got to get the hell out of here.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That is great.
It just makes me miss Punk.
Yeah. Yeah.
There has always been one thing to join all the bitches together
on a dinner drama.
And that thing has always been Le Facebook.
Ooh, there's caps in this
and
one.
And now,
oh,
muchachos,
yeah,
señoritas, Le Steve shall bring us the best of the drama from the Facebooks.
All right. This is our opportunity to point out the stupidity that happens on Facebook. If you're going to post something dumb, I'm going to pay attention to the thread because typically hilarity will ensue.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So this week's Facebook drama. Rev, you will play the role of Brenda.
Sweet.
I will be Joe. And Mono Nick, you will be Julie. It's a short one, but it's a lot of fun.
Sorry, Joe, but you're a How can you cheat on Gina, if I were her, I'd put your fat ass on blast publicly. I'm drinking with my girls tonight, bitch, and I like to get real honest when I'm drunk. It really f-ing sucks for you, Joe.
Don't threaten me, Brenda. I don't respond well to threats, especially from a girl who makes her living taking off her clothes for money. Seriously, life advice from a stripper is f-ing hilarious. Nobody will ever take you serious, Brenda. You're a pillhead stripper who abandoned her kid.
My boy Joe is speaking the truth. You are the stupid skank that isn't worth the dirty dollar bills that were stuffed in your G-string. Whore! Don't tear my boy Joe down. He is a talented DJ, and you and Gina are manipulative liars.
Julie, you were a stripper too at one point. Don't act all innocent. Just because some rich dude knocked you up don't make you a classy ass bitch. You're no less skanky than us. And for the record, Joe is the DJ ever!
Wow, Brenda. Did your psycho mother teach you to talk like that? My DJ skills, and he spells it with a Z, are so on point. Hashtag don't even. Hashtag Joe rocks the house.
Your DJ skills suck, Joe. You are a boyfriend to Gina, but even a DJ. You should change your name from DJ Joe to DJ. Just because you have money doesn't make you a great DJ. I hope somebody takes a on your DJ equipment. Hashtag, you're a DJ.
Holy cow, that's a lot of swear words in that.
I
hope somebody takes a on your DJ equipment.
Is he an EDM DJ or is he a stripper DJ? I'm really curious.
An EBM DJ.
Yeah, EBM. DJ in the house. Sorry, Nick.
What up?
It's all good.
What represent?
Wow, what a train wreck.
My favorite, though, is he refers to himself in the third person in the hashtag. Hashtag Joe rocks the house.
Yeah. Well, just in case you were wondering.
All right, well, let's get out of here. I got to pop into some meetings. Thank you. Everybody for listening to the Migscast. Please spread the word with all your friends. Hopefully you can listen to it on a boombox and not have to put on headphones like Jester. You can reach out to us anytime. TheMigscast@gmail.com. Call us 253-271-4787. Or hit us up on Facebook. We've got the Migscast page. Just go to Facebook and type in the Migscast. It's an awesome community. Lots of great people that are becoming friends under one common goal. And that's food posts. And also the Migscast. We do appreciate it. You have no idea how much you guys mean to us. And emails like what Mike wrote is pretty amazing. I'm going to save that email because that was pretty badass. All right. For the Rev, for Mono Nick, Top Shelf, hopefully his restraining order will be lifted next week and he can rejoin us. Stay positive and suck us. All right. Suck it.
Wow. That was Freudian.
Things changed after the doctor, man. Things changed.